pray with me. Son and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Recently we've seen on the news many things that would break the most hardened of hearts. Men and women and children fleeing as the Taliban seized Afghanistan. People buried alive in rubble in Haiti. The death rates and ICU cases going up because of COVID are all familiar cascading landscape of our lives. The world seems to be filled with death and despair, and the doubts and anxieties of another day seem almost too much to bear. Where do we go to find peace? Where do we go to feel whole? To feel there's more to life than all of this? Where do we go to just simply feel something, so we can feel alive and not dead inside? We go to the only one who can control the chaos in our lives and in the world. We go to the only one who can help us see through our own self-delusion and the world's distorted reality. We go to the only one who can truly give us life. Only Jesus, the Holy One of God, can show us the true reality of God's presence and power and love in the world. When Jesus asks the disciples if they will fall away like the others, St. Peter speaks on the disciples' behalf and rightly responds, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus has the words of eternal life because he speaks the words that are spirit and life. They are spirit and life because they come from God. And he is God, the Son, one with the Father who is the true source of life. Jesus the Christ reveals to him that he is both human and God. He is the presence of Almighty God in their midst. Their struggles matter to God. He is God the Son who takes on humanity and enters into the messiness of people's lives. And Jesus invites them to accept this divine word of God spoken through him. He invites them to come and believe. And this believing, this knowing Jesus, is also a gift from God. Jesus said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." It's through the Holy Spirit, and hearing the words of God, that our ears are opened, our hearts are open to receive Christ in our lives and believe. Jesus continues to invite us to a life of the Spirit, a life of discipleship. And truly being Jesus' disciples means continuing in Jesus' word, which leads to knowing the truth that sets us free from sin. Following Jesus is not a one-time conversion experience, not a one little blip of our lives. It's a daily process. Being committed to Christ, to turning back toward God, back toward what is true and what is life, back toward Christ, God's Word. Jesus invites us daily to receive true life, abiding in him, a life of purpose, a life of meaning, a life living in the reality there is so much more to life than our struggles. In Jesus, we have eternal life because he is the Holy One of God. He is the Christ through whom we have access to Almighty God. He is God's Son, his Word, the bread from heaven that comes to us in flesh and blood, born from the Virgin Mary. And through Christ living in us, God's Word also becomes flesh and blood through his people, you and me, the church. Just as God sent Jesus to reveal God's kingdom to the world, surprise, surprise, he sends us to be his hearts and his hands, to proclaim that the kingdom is near. It comes in Christ who lives in us. Jesus sends us to expand God's kingdom, to bring others into that household of God. He calls us to daily take up our cross, to follow him, to live a life of love, a love not of our own self-interest, but a love that involves sacrifice. In daily prayer, we encounter Christ who transforms us to be obedient to God and show love to him and our neighbor. In the Holy Eucharist, we eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ, which unites us to Jesus. And through him, we are in union with the Father, who is the source of life and love. When Jesus speaks of eating and drinking, he's referring to having faith in him who gives himself as a sacrifice of love on the cross for the salvation of all. And he's referring to the Eucharist, in which we eat and drink, receiving the salvation of God, receiving new life, won on the cross, because through faith we receive the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ himself in this meal. In the Eucharist, we participate in Jesus' sacrifice, giving our own selves as a living sacrifice to the Lord in thanks and praise. Through Christ, whom we receive in the Eucharist, we are able to take up our cross. We are able to truly be the household of God. We are able to be God's work of love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation in the world that desperately needs to hear the truth of God's love. It may seem at times that sin and the evil in this world is prevailing. We see it all over the news. We see it in our hospitals as people die. But we're also reminded that it seemed like sin was winning when a man gave his life for you and me on the cross. But Jesus the Christ conquered sin and death on that cross. The cross was not God's defeat. It was God's victory. It was Christ's victory. On the cross, divine love and divine life wins. On the cross, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And Christ continues to conquer the darkness in our lives. And he does more than just conquer sin and death. In Christ and his words, we are able to share in the divine life of God. We share in that divine dance of love and beauty between a Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit. In daily prayer and studying of Scripture, we open up our hearts and surrender to the Holy Spirit so that we'll be able to encounter Christ in our lives. In worship and fellowship, we are able to feel Jesus' presence within community. In word and sacrament, our faith is nurtured, and our union with Christ is strengthened. So we will not turn away from Christ in times of suffering or live as if God doesn't exist when the party is going strong. But we will live in hope and in love, enduring in this world with a sure confidence that our Savior Jesus Christ will come again to destroy sin and death, and to finally set all things right. We will live as God's people, believing and knowing that Jesus indeed is the Holy One of God. And as we leave this place, we proclaim in words and deeds of love that Jesus Christ, yes, indeed, his words are the words of eternal life. Amen.